Back in the day, growing vegetables was essential for every family. Supermarkets didn't exist, so people relied on their own gardens for food. Heirloom vegetables were grown for their flavor and durability, not for looks. Today, many of those old varieties have faded from memory. Let's uncover 15 heirloom vegetables your grandparents grew that tell stories of a simpler, self-sufficient time. Number 15. Brandywine Tomato. The Brandywine Tomato is a classic heirloom variety that has been loved by gardeners for over a century. This tomato stands out because of its large size and distinct, rich flavor. Unlike the perfectly round tomatoes you see in stores today, Brandywine Tomatoes have a more rustic look, often with uneven shapes and colors that range from deep red to pink. Back in the day, people didn't care about perfect appearances, they cared about taste. And the Brandywine delivers on flavor like no other. It's juicy, sweet, and rich with that classic tomato taste that's perfect for sandwiches, sauces, or just eating fresh off the vine. Number 14. Crenshaw Melon. The Crenshaw Melon is an heirloom variety that impresses with its rich, sweet flavor and unique appearance. Its greenish-yellow rind is smooth with a subtle netting, while the vibrant orange flesh inside is juicy and full of aromatic sweetness. This melon became a beloved staple in home gardens for its delicious taste and dependable harvest. Our grandparents enjoyed growing it for summer picnics and family gatherings where its refreshing, honey-like flavor was a standout. The Crenshaw melon is a perfect example of how nature's creations can bring both nourishment and joy to the table. Number 13. Scarlet Runner Beans. Scarlet runner beans were a favorite in many gardens, not just for their delicious pods, but also for their beautiful red flowers. These beans are a sight to behold when they climb up trellises or fences, creating a wall of green leaves and vibrant blooms. In the past, families often planted them near their homes to add both beauty and function to their gardens. The beans themselves are versatile, and they were a reliable source of food that could be enjoyed fresh or dried for later use. Grandparents would harvest the young pods for tender green beans or let them mature and dry for hearty soups and stews. They also loved the fact that these plants attracted bees and other beneficial insects to their gardens, helping to pollinate other crops. Number 12. Golden Bantam Corn. Golden Bantam Corn is a variety that brings back memories of warm summer days and family dinners. This sweet corn was a staple in many home gardens because of its rich, creamy taste. Unlike the super sweet hybrid corns we see today, Golden Bantam has a more natural sweetness that's not overpowering. It was perfect for boiling fresh on the cob or preserving for the colder months. Back then, families didn't have the luxury of running to the store for fresh corn year-round. Instead, they worked hard to grow and preserve what they could. Golden Bantam corn was valued as a staple of hard work and a lasting reminder of summer harvests that carried families through the long winter months. Number 11. Rhubarb. Rhubarb is one of those plants that instantly brings to mind homemade pies and jams. It's a perennial vegetable, which means it comes back year after year, making it a reliable crop for gardeners. Our grandparents often had a dedicated rhubarb patch in their gardens, and they would eagerly await the spring harvest to use it in their favorite recipes. The tartness of rhubarb pairs perfectly with sweet fruits like strawberries, creating a balance of flavors that's hard to beat. In the past, rhubarb wasn't just a tasty treat. It was a symbol of resourcefulness. Families would make the most of what they had, and rhubarb was a plant that kept on giving, season after season. Number 10. Hubbard Squash. The Hubbard Squash is a true garden giant. Known for its thick skin and large size, this heirloom squash was a favorite among our grandparents because it could be stored for months without spoiling. In a time before refrigerators and freezers were common, having vegetables that could last through the winter was essential. The sweet, nutty flavor of Hubbard squash made it a versatile ingredient in many dishes, from soups to pies. Families would often grow several of these squash, knowing they would have a reliable source of food during the colder months. The sight of a big, blue-green Hubbard squash sitting in a root cellar brings back memories of simpler times when people relied on their gardens to feed their families. Number 9. Red Russian Kale. Red Russian kale is a hardy green that has been grown for generations. Unlike the tough, curly kale you often see today, Red Russian kale has tender, flat leaves with a slightly sweet flavor. Our grandparents loved growing this variety because it could withstand frost and continued to produce throughout the colder months. Kale wasn't just a trendy health food back then, it was a vital source of nutrition during the winter when other vegetables were scarce. Families would harvest it fresh from the garden, even in the snow, and use it in soups, stews, or simply sautéed with garlic. It was a dependable crop that helped families stay healthy and nourished during the harshest of times. Number 8. Solyndra beet. The Solyndra beet is another heirloom variety that was popular among gardeners of the past. Unlike round beets, this one grows in a long, cylindrical shape, which made it easier for our grandparents to slice and pickle. Pickled beets were a common item in pantries back then, providing a tangy, nutritious side dish that could be enjoyed all year long. Solyndra beets were favored because they produced uniform slices, making them perfect for canning. Growing these beets was a way for families to ensure they had a steady supply of preserved vegetables to get through the winter months. Number 7. Dragon Carrot. The dragon carrot is a striking heirloom variety with deep purple skin and a bright orange core. Unlike modern carrots bred for uniformity, this variety stands out for its unique color and intense flavor. Our grandparents loved growing dragon carrots because they were packed with nutrients and added a splash of color to meals. These carrots have a slightly spicy, earthy taste, making them perfect for roasting, soups, or eating fresh. They thrived in home gardens, reminding families that vegetables didn't need to be perfect to be delicious. Number 6. Snowball Cauliflower. Snowball cauliflower is an heirloom variety that has been grown since the late 1800s. Its name comes from the plant's pure, white, round heads, which resemble fluffy snowballs. Unlike modern hybrids, snowball cauliflower was valued for its tender texture and mild, nutty flavor. Our grandparents grew this vegetable for its versatility in the kitchen. It could be boiled, roasted, or pickled, making it a staple in many households. The fact that it could be stored through the winter made it even more valuable. Number 5. Fish pepper. The fish pepper is an heirloom with a fascinating story. Its leaves are beautifully variegated, and the peppers themselves change color as they ripen, from green to shades of orange and red. This variety dates back to the late 1800s, when it was widely grown by African-American gardeners, especially along the East Coast. Its name comes from its traditional use in seafood dishes, adding a bold, spicy flavor to meals. But it wasn't just about taste. This pepper also brought a splash of beauty to garden beds. Both ornamental and practical, the fish pepper was a staple in many home gardens, cherished for its ability to enhance both the plate and the landscape. Our grandparents appreciated its versatility and its unique look, often saving seeds to ensure it would be passed down through the generations. Number 4. Snow pea, mammoth melting. The mammoth melting snow pea was a staple in many old-time gardens. Its large, flat pods were known for their sweet, mild flavor and tender texture, making them a favorite in home-cooked meals. Unlike modern varieties that focus on high yield, this heirloom pea was prized for its taste and simplicity. Families would plant them on trellises to save space and make harvesting easier. Grandparents loved how these peas could be eaten whole, pod and all, with no need for shelling. They were among the first vegetables to be harvested in early spring, offering a fresh, crisp snack straight from the vine. Often added to stir-fries, soups, or salads, they brought a burst of freshness to meals when other vegetables were still weeks away from ripening. Number 3. Perkins Long Pod. Perkins Long Pod is a classic heirloom okra variety that has been grown for generations. Known for its long, slender green pods, this variety was a favorite among gardeners who valued both productivity and flavor. Unlike modern hybrid okras, Perkins Long Pod produces consistently tender pods that are perfect for frying, adding to stews, or pickling. It thrives in hot climates, making it especially popular in the southern United States. For many grandparents, this okra wasn't just another vegetable. It was a staple that symbolized resilience and tradition passed down from one gardening generation to the next. Number 2. Straight 8 Cucumber. The Straight 8 Cucumber is a classic heirloom variety that was a staple in many gardens. Known for its perfectly straight, dark green fruits, it became popular for its ease of slicing and excellent flavor. This variety was a reliable producer, making it a favorite among home gardeners who needed a steady harvest. Back in the day, families would enjoy these cucumbers fresh in salads, pickled, or simply eaten with a bit of salt. Gardeners appreciated its robust growth and the fact that it thrived in a variety of conditions. Number 1. Red Wethersfield Onion. The Red Wethersfield Onion is a striking heirloom variety with deep red, almost purple skin. It was widely grown in the 1800s and became a popular onion for its storage capabilities. This variety has a rich, slightly sweet flavor that makes it a favorite for cooking, especially in soups and stews. Back in the day, families relied on onions like the Red Wethersfield to last through the winter months, providing a steady supply of seasoning for meals. Its vibrant color and robust flavor also make it a standout in fresh salads and salsas, adding both beauty and taste to any dish. Which of these heirloom vegetables would you like to try growing? Subscribe if you learned something new, and enjoy your day.